This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I could guess right here about how much money is going to be raised and spent this election cycle, but honestly, I'd probably turn out to be wrong because I didn't guess high enough. Billions and billions of dollars, suffice it to say, and maybe a couple more billion after that, too. People and groups who think there is too much money in politics, though, in this post-Citizens United era, are trying to do something about that, and increasingly they're doing it at the local level. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that story.
It's a wet, chilly December morning in the nation's capital, but the mood is upbeat in the Wilson Building, the seat of city government in Washington, where D.C. Councilmember David Grosso is about to unveil his latest campaign finance reform bill.
And I'm excited to be here this morning for this press conference.
Grosso called the press conference to introduce what he calls fair elections legislation, a bill that would establish public financing for local candidates to counteract big money in city elections.
For me, this is about lifting up the voice of the everyday voter and making sure that individuals in the District of Columbia feel that they have the same power as the big corporations have.
Earlier, Grosso told me he modeled his legislation after a public financing law in Connecticut. He noticed that Seattle voters passed a measure establishing publicly funded vouchers voters can hand out to candidates. Maine voters updated their public financing system. Grosso says there's a common theme here.
The Supreme Court has ruled. I think the Congress members aren't doing much of anything at all. And so they're really kind of stuck. So all these local jurisdictions are starting to say, hey, we can try to tackle this on our own.
Nick Penniman wants to help those local jurisdictions. He heads a campaign finance reform group called Issue One. He wants to help local lawmakers like Grosso introduce legislation on things like public financing of elections, ethics, and lobbying reform. His plan? Develop boilerplate reform legislation for local politicians.
We want to be able to give them great models that they can pull off the shelf, slap their name on, file and begin fighting for reform at the state and local level.
There's just one problem. A few problems, actually. According to Richard Berfault, he's an expert on campaign finance law at Columbia University. He says voters can have mixed feelings about public financing of elections.
I mean, public funding has often been criticized as, you know, welfare for politicians. You know, you get politicians saying, you know, the public's money should go to schools or police. And not to campaigns. And that's a popular stance.
And then you have to get candidates to accept public money and the restrictions on private fundraising that usually come with it.
Public funding is not going to work in the sense of becoming taken on by significant candidates unless there's a significant amount of money.
Still, Perfault says it's not a bad idea to pick your battles and focus on cities and states where there's an appetite for campaign finance reform. But Nick Penniman of Issue One, his ultimate goal is national reform.
What we're trying to do is build momentum at the state level so that we can eventually surround Washington with victories and with energy that Washington won't be able to bat away anymore.
Penniman says this is like the Gilded Age, the time around the turn of the 20th century when a hyper-concentration of wealth and political corruption led to major campaign finance reform. Unfortunately, it didn't last. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.